The reading today is taken from Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 to 11, and it can be found in the Church Bible on page 988. That's chapter 21, verse 1 to 11. The triumphal entry. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell them that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, 'See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of the Lord.
We are incredibly fortunate this morning because we have royalty with us. In honour of royalty, I'm wearing my best cloak. I hope you're impressed. It's been dry cleaned specially for the occasion. But look, the Queen approaches. We have Queen Elizabeth I, who has deigned to join us in all her royal majesty, and we are so pleased to see her. Oh, I'm sorry, Your Majesty. Our church cleaning teams are desperately short of people. I do apologise for that puddle. Do let me put my cloak down, and you won't get your feet dirty on the puddle. Through you go. Thank you, Your Majesty. Please, thank you, Your Majesty. Thank you for coming to see us. Ooh, she's wrecked my cloak. Oh, dear. Well, good stuff. Well, I'm Sir Walter Raleigh. Had you guessed? A fat lot of good it did him. He wasted a lovely great cloak and allowed the Queen to step on it so she didn't have to put her feet in the puddle. What happened? Yes, for a few weeks, she was his favourite. She was his toy boy, if you like. But within a very short time, she put him in prison. And twice during her reign, Queen Elizabeth I, for all her snooty majesty, put poor old Sir Walter Raleigh in prison. And ultimately, her successor, James, actually had him executed. It didn't get him very far. All that obeisance, all that honour and glory, which apparently he was giving to the Queen. And yet, he meant it at the time. He was trying to show that she was his Queen, and he wanted to honour her and glorify her. Is that what the crowd were doing as Jesus rode on the donkey into Jerusalem? The quote from Zechariah that was read to us by Hilary showed that this is a royal occasion. They sang royal hymns. They praised him as if he was a king. They were thrilled. It was exciting. Jesus is going to be the kind of king that they want. He will give them all that they desire. Those wretched Romans will be thrown out, and the king will rule. And of course, the people were oppressed. They were in difficulty. They were miserable because of the Roman rule and the taxation that they imposed. And the fact is that people still today turn to God when they're in trouble, when they're poor, when they're hungry, when they're unemployed, when something is difficult, when they're sick. We all do it. And of course, God does not reject that. God does not wait until you've got yourself properly sorted out before he is willing to help. He will help those. He came to help specifically those who are weak and disadvantaged and in trouble. But, and here's the point of the story, God brings help, but he brings it on his terms, not on our terms. They wanted a king who would be powerful, who would rid them of the Romans, who would give them prosperity and self-rule. And Jesus did not come to be that kind of king. And what happened? The same crowd who shouted, "Hosanna!" to the Son of David, many of them within a few days were shouting, "Crucify! Crucify!" And they chose Barabbas over Jesus. You see, there was a total mismatch between their expectations and what God was wanting to provide. And I say that again. There was a total mismatch between their expectations and what God was wanting to provide. And the question for us at St. Mary's Borough Heath this morning, is there the same kind of mismatch between us as individuals and us as the family of God in this place, particularly as we face a time of change? What are our objectives? What are we wanting when we worship and offer praise to our King? Are we wanting what we want, what suits us? Or are we wanting what God is offering? The challenge this Easter is to ask each one of us and us as a community, is there a mismatch between what we want and what God wants? Or are we willing to suppress our own wills to provide what he wants? That's the question.